The Twins going for their third straight win, taking on the Orioles. Cal Ripken Jr. chatting it up before the game. Irvin Santana on the hill for Minnesota, and he was looking good early and often in the second facing Mark Trumbo.
And the 3-2 got him swinging. Ran a fastball inside near the hands at 95. Got a pop on that heat from Santana. Trumbo out number one.
I saw Irvin today, and I asked him, I said, what is it about you and the weather?
Swing and a miss. And Santana fills the count to the muscle in this Baltimore lineup, and he strikes out both Trumbo and Davis.
What was his framing angle on that?
Your aperture okay?
The 0-2. Check that. Did he go? He did. It was home plate umpire Greg Gibson who ranged him up. Castillo can't believe it. Castro is already in the dugout, and the Twins are through another scoreless half inning. Strikeout for Santana. We've played four. We're scoreless in Baltimore.
And he rolls it through the hole. Buxton pulls a base hit to get the Twins on the board.
He put the ball in play, and that's probably the most important thing overall for Byron Buxton. And he was able to pull it between Machado and J.J. Hardy.
Dozier drives one to left field. It is lifted, and it is gone. A home run for Brian Dozier. And the Twins take a 2-0 lead.
Well, it's a big hit. Brian got the pitch that he's kind of been looking for all night. Fastball in, and he jumped all over that one.
0-2 to Seth Smith. Got him. 8 shutout innings for Irvin Santana. 2 down. Here's Trumbo, 0-2 with a walk. Chopper to short. Polanco again in the hole. Comes up firing, and Irvin Santana has twirled a 2-hit shutout in Baltimore.
The Twins win their third in a row, blanking the Orioles 2-0. Irvin Santana, his second shutout of the season, 10th of his career. He allows just 2 hits, striking out 6. Dylan Bundy, the tough luck loss, allowing 2 runs in 7 frames. The Twins blank the Orioles. Manager Paul Molitor spoke after the game.
Dramatically different type of baseball, but it was all about Irvin tonight, although Bundy really held his own. A lot of really quick outs. I think that kind of jumped out of me, which gave him a chance to go ahead and finish it off. You know, a couple singles to left field, but never really in serious trouble, you know. And I just thought he was really aggressive with his fastball. Slider was good. Changeup was good. It was just, you can't throw enough superlatives his way when you have a performance like that. I mean, we didn't support him tremendously offensively, but, you know, he made 2 runs stand up.
You said before the game you certainly wouldn't mind being the first team to hand Baltimore their first series loss at home. How big can that be?
Well, the trend of playing good baseball as a whole, really, but on the road maybe in particular, it's just nice to see the confidence our guys have. And like I've said numerous times, you know, Irvin gives us a different look out there. Not the other guys haven't had some games, but just game in and game out. It's a good feeling. You know, we know the Orioles play well at home. To come in here and win the first couple and a chance to maybe, you know, finish off a sweep, it's just a good opportunity for us, and hopefully we can show up again tomorrow.
Santana only needed 42 pitches to get the final 14 outs. That's amazing efficiency.
Well, you know, you're kind of watching pitch count, and those quick innings certainly help make a decision. I thought he was really fresh heading into the ninth. You know, it was kind of interesting to try to think through scenarios there if they got base runners as far as matchups. But, you know, he made that moot. And, the efficiency, you know, speaks to how well he pitched.
Well, he doesn't have the velocity. He's not blowing anyone away. Is it his smarts in setting up hitters, or is he getting a late break bad contact?
I think the fact that he somewhat subtly changes speeds on his fastball, you know, he'll paint at 90, 91, and then he'll elevate at 93, 94, and it might not seem that significant, but I think he knows when he should reach back when he wants to elevate. He doesn't blow people away, but he does get strikeouts when he puts it in a good spot, and, you know, he's got that little extra gear. So, you know, I don't know what it's like to be in the box against him, but he makes you conscious in, and you know you got to still recognize, which makes it a tough combination.
Nice when the hit and run works then too.
It worked. The first move of Kepler didn't work as well, but you know you could tell it was a game that you know runs seemed like they were going to be hard to come by. You know, Buxton got thrown out, so I was just trying to get a runner into scoring position, and Jason did a nice job of staying back on that changeup and getting enough of it to get through the infield. And then Buck squeezed one through to put us on the board, and Dozier's insurance run obviously huge.
How nice was it to see Buxton in the bottom of the lineup come up big for that big hit?
Well, you know, he's working. You know, it's one of those things where, you know, we know Bundy can pitch backwards really well. And, you know, he got fooled on a 1-0 slider and he came back with the same pitch and he stayed on it enough to get it through the infield. And worked a walk in his first at bat. You know, it's the work, the quality at bats, you know, are inching forward. And hopefully the results will follow.
Irvin Santana with his second shutout of the season, 10th of his career. He talked about it after.
Keep the ball down for the most part, throw strikes, and trying to keep the hitter off the balance.
Weather today less than ideal, but it didn't seem to faze you at all. Did you have to make any adjustments out there because of this rain?
No, I just stick with my plan, and I don't try to change anything.
When you look at your last outing, how important was it for you personally to come out and have a strong showing on the mound today?
Well, after last night that we scored a bunch of runs, I know it's going to be low score runs, so I was just trying to be my A game, and we did it.
Paul Molitor didn't even have really anybody warming up in the bullpen until very late here in the game. How do you value that confidence that your manager has in you day in and day out?
It means a lot. It means a lot. It means he trusts me, and that made me happy. That made me happy.
Up next, the series wraps up on Wednesday with Jose Berrios on the hill for the Twins up against Chris Tillman.